words tonight to those gathered in Madison Square Garden at the meeting of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association of New York City. I wish it had been possible to extend this informal greeting to your members face to face, because both as one who has spent much time in the great metropolis of New York and as governor of New York State for 4 years, I came into close contact with your members, with your work, and with the progress and the ideals of your organization. I am sitting at my desk, close to an open fire, as thousands of others are doubtless doing tonight in their homes all over the United States. Most of us take our ease in our homes without giving much thought to the peace and protection that surround us. We think too little of the activities of the members of the great police organization which afford us this peace and protection. Law enforcement is all too often taken for granted. But all of us know that without the vigilance and the ceaseless routine of law enforcement agencies, the enterprises of antisocial individuals and groups would disrupt and disorganize the business and the pleasures of life, as well as threaten the home itself. Unless there is security of the person, as well as protection of material possessions, all of our efforts for social and economic betterment rest upon a foundation of sand. All of the complexities of transportation and of business, of trade, and commerce, and education and entertainment, and of the mere moving of great masses of individuals from place to place at high speed during stated hours of the morning and evening, make the task of the New York City police officer of vital importance in our greatest community. I know from experience how effective, how expert, and how untiring services of the members of your association are. I am aware of the fine morale of the New York police. I know of their tradition and of their justified pride in themselves and in the department. And I know a good deal, I am happy to say, about their problems, both as a great group of public servants and as individual citizens. The work that the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association does amongst its members and their families is in large degree devoted to the welfare of the thousands of individual persons who make up the great whole of the New York City Police Department, which among police organizations of the world occupies one of the highest places. And so I repeat that I wish I were on the platform at Madison Square Garden tonight to greet you face to face, to congratulate you on the achievements of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, to wish you further success in your efforts, and to assure your members that in the future, as in the past, I shall place my dependence upon you, just as many millions of your friends and neighbors are doing every day and every night of the passing year. Many thanks, and good night to you all.